This is the reading for August 19th, Ecclesiastes 8. No one is like the wise person who can understand what things mean. Wisdom brings happiness. It makes sad faces happy. Obey the king's command because you made a promise to God. Don't be too quick to leave the king. Don't support something that is wrong because the king does whatever he pleases. What the king says is law. No one tells him what to do. Whoever obeys the king's command will be safe. A wise person does the right thing at the right time. There is a right time and a right way for everything, yet people often have many troubles. They do not know what the future holds, and no one can tell them what will happen. No one can control the wind or stop his own death. No soldier is released in times of war, and evil does not set free those who do evil. I saw all of this as I considered all that is done here on earth. Sometimes men harm those they control. I saw the funerals of evil people who used to go in and out of the holy place. They were honored in the same towns where they had done evil. This is useless too. When evil people are not punished right away, it makes others want to do evil too. Though a sinner might do 100 evil things and might live a long time, I know it will be better for those who honor God. I also know it will not go well for evil people because they do not honor God. Like a shadow, they will not last. Sometimes something useless happens on earth. Bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. I say that this is also useless. So I decided it was more important to enjoy life. The best that people can do here on earth is to eat, drink, and enjoy life, because these joys will help them do the hard work God gives them here on earth. I tried to understand all that happens on earth. I saw how busy people are, working day and night and hardly ever sleeping. I also saw all that God has done. Nobody can understand what God does here on earth. No matter how hard people try to understand it, they cannot. Even if wise people say they understand, they cannot. No one can really understand it. Isaiah chapter 23. This is a message about Tyre. You trading ships, cry. The houses and harbor of Tyre are destroyed. This news came to the ships from the land of Cyprus. Be silent, you who live on the island of Tyre. You merchants of Sidon, be silent. Sailors have made you rich. They traveled the sea to bring grain from Egypt. The sailors of Tyre brought grain from the Nile Valley and sold it to other nations. Sidon, be ashamed. Strong city of the sea, be ashamed, because the sea says, I have not felt the pain of giving birth. I have not reared young men or women. Egypt will hear the news about Tyre, and it will make Egypt hurt with sorrow. You ships should return to Tarshish. You people living near the sea should be sad. Look at your once happy city. Look at your old, old city. People from that city have traveled far away to live. Who planned Tyre's destruction? Tyre made others rich. Its merchants were treated like princes, and its traders were greatly respected. It was the Lord All-Powerful who planned this. He decided to make these proud people unimportant. He decided to disgrace those who were greatly respected. Go through your land, people of Tarshish, like the Nile goes through Egypt. There is no harbor for you now. The Lord has stretched out his hand over the sea and made its kingdoms tremble. He commands that Canaan's strong-walled cities be destroyed. He said, Sidon, you will not rejoice any longer because you are destroyed. Even if you cross the sea to Cyprus, you will not find a place to rest. Look at the land of the Babylonians. It is not a country now. Assyria has made it a place for wild animals. Assyria built towers to attack it. The soldiers took all the treasures from its cities, and they turned it into ruins. So be sad, you trading ships, because your strong city is destroyed. At that time, people will forget about Tyre for 70 years, which is the length of a king's life. After 70 years, Tyre will be like the prostitute in this song. O woman, you are forgotten. Take your harp and walk through the city. Play your harp well. Sing your song often. Then people will remember you. After 70 years, the Lord will deal with Tyre, and it will again have trade. It will be like a prostitute for all the nations of the earth. The prophets will be saved for the Lord. Tyre will not keep the money she earns, but will give them to the people who serve the Lord. So they will have plenty of food and nice clothes. Isaiah chapter 24. Look, the Lord will destroy the earth and leave it empty. He will ruin the surface of the land and scatter its people. At that time, the same thing will happen to everyone, to common people and priests, to slaves and masters. to women slaves and their women masters, to buyers and sellers, to those who borrow and those who lend, to bankers and those who owe the bank. The earth will be completely empty. The wealth will all be taken because the Lord has commanded it. The earth will dry up and die. The world will grow weak and die. The great leaders in this land will become weak. The people of the earth have ruined it because they do not follow God's teachings or obey God's laws or keep their agreement with God that was to last forever. So a curse will destroy the earth. The people of the world are guilty, so they will be burned up. Only a few will be left. The new wine will be bad and the grapevines will die. People who were happy will be sad. The happy music of the tambourines will end. The happy sounds of wild parties will stop. The joyful music from the harps will end. People will no longer sing while they drink their wine. The beer will taste bitter to those who drink it. The ruined city will be empty and people will hide behind closed doors. People in the streets will ask for wine, but joy will have turned to sadness. All the happiness will have left. The city will be left in ruins and its gates will be smashed to pieces. This is what will happen all over the earth and to all the nations. The earth will be like an olive tree after the harvest, or like the few grapes left on a vine after harvest. The people shout for joy. From the west, they praise the greatness of the Lord. People in the east, praise the Lord. People in the islands of the sea, praise the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. We hear songs from every part of the earth, praising God, the righteous one. But I said, I am dying, I am dying. How terrible it will be for me. Traitors turn against people. With their dishonesty, they turn against people. There are terrors, holes, and traps for the people of the earth. Anyone who tries to escape from the sound of terror will fall into a hole. Anyone who climbs out of the hole will be caught in a trap. The clouds in the sky will pour out rain, and the foundations of the earth will shake. The earth will be broken up. The earth will split open. The earth will shake violently. The earth will stumble around like someone who is drunk. It will shake like a hut in a storm. Its sin is like a heavy weight on its back. It will fall and never rise again. At that time, the Lord will punish the powers in the sky above and the rulers on earth below. They will be gathered together like prisoners thrown into a dungeon. They will be shut up in prison. After much time, they will be punished. The moon will be embarrassed and the sun will be ashamed, because the Lord All-Powerful will rule as king on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. Jerusalem's leaders will see his greatness.